It is Thursday morning, the time we hear your comments. Some of you wrote in response to a story about tensions in New Orleans between Latinos and African Americans. One of the people we heard from in that report is Albert Stein. He's a New Orleans resident who's a native of Colombia. He owns a construction company and had this to say about his Latino employees.
They don't speak the language. Maybe they don't have transportation, but damn it, they're working.
In contrast, Mr. Stein said this about his black employees.
They don't work long hours. They always want breaks. They're not loyal.
Jeanette Newman from Atlanta says she didn't like hearing that from a Latino. She says her great-grandparents were slaves. And she writes, "These remarks are really making me rethink my position of supporting people whom I thought were wanting to make a contribution to this country, not to come here and reinforce a stereotype that's without merit. I am absolutely certain that there are both hardworking and lazy people in all racial and ethnic groups."
After listening to the same report, Terry Stern of New Haven, Connecticut, says she regained a bit of hope for the future of our country. She writes, "I heard something in this story that made me laugh with delight. An African-American man being interviewed about his new Latino neighbors and using the Yiddish term chutzpah. A melting pot indeed."
Well, for us, it's raining cats and dogs, or at least raining emails, after we told you the American Veterinary Medical Association said it's cheaper to own a cat than a dog. Sharon Granskog, a spokeswoman at the association, wanted to clarify why. She writes, "Our surveys indicate that dog owners take their pets to the veterinarian twice as often as cat owners. This may be good for the pocketbook, but bad for the cat."
And we have this clarification now. Last week we mentioned a Colorado teenager who pretended to be a troll and demanded payment from people crossing a bridge. Apparently we're a little late on that story. It actually happened 2 years ago.
Now to another story. Listener and wind power consultant Dan Fink wrote to tell us that a new eco-chic wind turbine we told you about isn't that practical for average homeowners. Wind turbines, he writes, need fast-moving and non-turbulent air to function properly. He points out mounting any wind turbine in a backyard or on a rooftop is like mounting a solar panel in the shade. It's just plain silly.
And let's go from green power to our story about green speed dating in California.
This is Jay Sherwin in San Francisco. How can a guy from Santa Monica develop a relationship with a woman from Pasadena, nearly 30 miles away, without using up lots of fossil fuel? For environmentally conscious romance seekers, the watchword should be lust globally, date locally.
Luckily, there's the always carbon-neutral morning edition. You can write to us anytime at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us.
A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance.